Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Brown,
Amy Bulmer
and Stephanie Kirkman,
and welcome to this special report on mental illness presented for Cultural Diversity News. Mental health care in Australia is at mid-range performance when compared with other Western countries, with suicide as the most common cause of death for those under 34 years, killing more people than road accidents. Mental health experts urge serious action needs to be taken. Amy Bulmer reports.
Mental health care in Australia is still in the dark ages. Although it has changed from an institutional approach to a community-oriented approach, the system still needs to be brought into the 21st century. Former head of the National Advisory Council on Mental Health, John Mendoza, quit in June, stating that there had been no change in policy or investment in mental health despite previous election promises. Mental health expert Patrick McGorry says insufficient funding from the government and failure to build a proper community-based service has seen the whole system collapse.
It's a huge scandal, the neglect of mental health investment, most recently manifest in the COAG reform process in April, where mental health was virtually locked out of the billions of dollars that were poured into the health system. We currently spend 6% of the health budget on mental health care. It occupies about 14% of the health need in the community across the lifespan. But if you focus on people in the prime of life, you know, 15 to 44, it's 36% of the health need, and yet we're spending 6% of the health budget. So it's incredibly illogical and self-defeating for us as a country to be doing this, and we have to change it.
Mr. McGorry says there are no quick fixes and that we need to develop a holistic approach if mental health care is going to improve in the future.
What we need is much more proactive and well-resourced 24/7 community-based mental health teams with real expertise and special skills. And that needs to be made available across the whole country. It's the part that's really gone missing in the reform. And we certainly do need residential options, including hospital beds, but they're part of a multi-component system of care. It's like trying to treat cancer with perhaps no access to chemotherapy. We've got one or two key elements of the system missing in mental health, and in cancer we've got all elements present and very well funded and very accessible across the whole country. We need to aspire to that level of quality and access.
Like Mr. McGorry, Chairman of Suicide Prevention Australia, Dr. Michael Dudley, agrees mental health problems are a major concern, affecting one in five Australians every year.
We have a major problem, and we've got a major problem with people with attending emergency departments with serious mental illnesses, and about 7 people dying a day as a result of suicide in Australia. So suicide's the most common cause of death for those under 34 years, men and women. You know, these are major, major issues. So we have to get a grip on some of these areas. And I think there's a bunch of things that really have to happen.
Mr. Dudley says we need community-based services, not just hospital-based services, alongside rehabilitation and prevention.
Youth-focused centres, you know, like Headspace, early psychosis, community health, etc. And we need research centres to, you know, translate research into services. We need internet-based programs, you know, effective e-health programs, mental health programs, and, you know, stuff around suicide prevention potentially with that. I've mentioned anti-stigma. We need effective campaigns to reduce access to means of suicide, particularly in prevention measures at suicide hotspots like the GAP, places like that. We need mental health first aid training. And we need an appropriate housing response. So this has to be a cross-government sort of thing.
Mr. Dudley urges both time and money need to be spent in order to ever solve this problem.
We certainly need a national rollout. We need a massive injection into services. This is not something that's not going to be solved. This is not something where money can't be spent. What I'm saying is money has to be spent in this area.
Michael Dudley, Chairman of Suicide Prevention Australia, ending Amy Bulmer's report.